And it's time now for Resistance Radio. Well, unless Congress decides to extend the current session, which is expected to conclude today, the Congressional Review Act that the Senate passed earlier this year will expire, ending a chance for legislators to unwind the Federal Communications Commission's repeal of net neutrality. KGNU's Robin Ryan spoke with Catherine Trendacosta, a policy analyst with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, about the flurry and cross-current of legal activity that has ensued since the order was announced late last year.
What is it about the protocol of a Congressional Review Act that makes the day of December 10th significant?
So the Congressional Review Act allows Congress to overturn a decision by an agency with a simple majority vote, but it had to be done within a certain number of days from when the order was published, in this case, the Restoring Internet Freedom Order. For the final vote, because the Senate already passed this CRA, it has to be done by the end of the session. And so when this Congress ends, either on December 10th or if they decide to keep going, who knows, then that's it. The CRA is out of time, and any movement on net neutrality or the FCC has to go through the traditional legislative process of Congress rather than this special process.
So if I'm understanding correctly, it has to be one, taken up, and two, passed. What would be the step after that?
Then the president would have to sign it just like any other bill.
While I was preparing for this discussion, I encountered a number of articles penned in recent months by folks from your organization and yourself included, referring to statistical information, suggesting that 86% of those weighing in, regardless of political affiliation, want an internet that comes with protections for net neutrality. To what do you attribute that kind of unity despite this hyper-partisan era?
Net neutrality and the internet in general, the idea of an internet that you access and is not controlled in any way by your internet service provider, is basically a bipartisan issue. Everyone likes the internet. Everyone wants access to the internet. Most people are not huge fan of their ISP. I am not a huge fan of my internet service provider, and I think a lot of people who have tried to get on the phone with theirs feel the same way. So it is a largely bipartisan issue in the sense that for most people's daily lives, what they want is an internet they can get on, and that does not really have a sort of partisan bent to it.
Are there other avenues to the reinstatement of a neutral net on the judicial front? I know attorneys general from more than 20 states filed suit against the FCC just after the vote that was held, a week from Friday?
It's called Mozilla versus FCC, because the named plaintiff is the Mozilla Corporation, is suing the FCC because in order to issue an order, the FCC had to follow certain rules, and it's a contention of many that they did not follow those rules, that they repealed the open internet order and replaced it with a non-net neutrality order in a way that violates their duties and ignores the will of the people, which I think is pretty clear. So there's the judicial front, and that case will be next year, most of us assume. The other avenues are net neutrality law passed by Congress. Just because the CRA runs out of time at the end of this year doesn't mean that's it. Congress could always do basically the same thing next year and just declare internet service providers Title II services under the Federal Communications Act, which is essentially what the Open Internet Order did. The old Open Internet Order said that ISPs were a Title II service, and that meant a number of things, and in addition to that, that meant that the FCC was going to monitor them for net neutrality violations. And so if Congress declared them a Title II service, the FCC doesn't have the ability to overturn Congress. What it did was change its own rules in the last set of orders. You can have a bunch of state laws. California passed SB 822 and net neutrality law, and that is the best version of a net neutrality law for the states, but a bunch of states have passed other ones that also provide for net neutrality in different ways. There have been executive orders issued by governors. This is by no means a fight on any single front.
About California adopting what I understood were the strongest net neutrality rules out there. They found themselves sued by the Department of Justice in under 24 hours. I know that case got tabled until the outcome of other things. Is this Congressional Review Act one of those other things?
No. The reason that both sides have agreed to wait is that what happens in Mozilla versus FCC is going to determine a number of things for the California case. because one of the issues in the Mozilla case is whether or not the FCC has the ability to preempt, or that is, tell states what they can and cannot do. So when the FCC repealed the Open Internet Order and instated the Restoring Internet Freedom Order at the last minute, because under sort of like as a result of some ISP lobbying, they threw in a clause that says, we're no longer going to enforce net neutrality protections and the states can't do it either. Obviously, states contend that that's not true and the FCC can't say that, that that is not a power the FCC has. That when you walk away from something, you can't also declare that no one else is going to be there too, because that's in the order that is being challenged. If that Mozilla case happens and the FCC loses, then that order that preempted the state action that is the basis for suing the state of California, they don't have that basis anymore and that case goes away. If the FCC wins that case, then there has to be a separate argument about what California can and can't do. They have to wait to see what happens in D.C., because otherwise the two cases are too confusing to have at the same time, basically.
I've been talking with Catherine Trendacosta. She is a policy analyst with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. For more information, you can visit their website at eff.org. For KGNU, this is Robin Ryan.